Dearest citizens, I bid you greetings to today's sermon. For you to have been chosen to hear of this message means that your interests into the perils of the galaxy have been deemed as being fervent enough to warrant your further education into the shrouded secrets of the Imperium. Whilst all of mankind will be somewhat familiar with the actions of the Imperial Navy, you must understand that the inky blackness of interstellar space is a most treacherous and hostile place. We are forced to contend with the various void ships of vile aliens, damnable traitors, and of sentient, autonomous AI who patrol and sweep the abyss, where they will gladly see our great civilization crumble to dust if it means that they can live for another day. Despite these threats, within the vast expanse of our galaxy, there exist some truly mysterious and often horrifying crafts, and these would be known as space hulks. Some would consider these as being naught but ancient legends told from a bygone age, and yet, time and time again, they have appeared within our borders, bringing ruin and terror with them. There are many within the Imperium who would gladly respond to these ships with indulgent retribution. However, as we are to soon discuss, there is often a great bounty to be recovered from these archaic remnants of humanity's past. With this in mind, today we are to explore the ghostly behemoths of the space hulks. We shall first learn of what they are, and of how their interior may appear if you were to walk within its disjointed labyrinthine halls. The truly baffling layouts and proportions of these ships can be difficult to grasp, and so I will also explain how these strange amalgamations of technology have come into being, and also of how they have gained small populations within their dank depths. Once we have a keen understanding of these crafts, we will attempt to look at them through the eyes of the Imperial Lords, who have a rabid fascination with recovering and salvaging whatever technological relics can be found within their blasted hulls. To conclude, we will look outside of the Imperium to learn of how the various enemies of man will utilize a space hulk for their own nefarious gain. To begin, I shall give a broad introduction as to what a space hulk actually is. They are truly gargantuan amalgamations of several ships, which have crashed together, fusing their hulls into one enormous craft whose existence and appearance is so disjointed that it stands as an affront to the holy designs of the machine god. These barges will have aimlessly drifted through the void for eons, and with no crews steering their great path, it seems that only the fates themselves are responsible for directing them towards their destined ends. To look upon the exterior of a space hulk is to subject oneself to a truly offensive sight. We are all familiar with the boundless majesty of an Imperial naval vessel, and yet, any splendor from these ships will have been pulverized and perverted into something most abhorrent once it has been reduced into a space hulk. No two scrap barges will ever be the same, and their appearance can vary wildly depending on the circumstances which brought it into being. Some will be rather meek, consisting of only a few small transport cruisers, which have become molded within one another, perhaps resembling a large, disjointed, spherical object. Whilst still a ghastly sight, it would be easy to discern which ships were involved in the collision, and one may even be able to trace the original outline of each craft, with their engines or prows being still visible amidst the wreckage. Larger space hulks, however, are far more imposing and dreadful to look upon. These monstrosities will have been made up of dozens of large battleships, potentially hundreds of asteroids, and many millions of tons of loose scrap, all of which have coalesced into an unholy abomination of racked metal. It would be nearly impossible to tell of which parts of this outrageous creation came from which Imperial ship, since they have been forced together for so long that their original shapes have been irreparably malformed in a most twisted way. Perhaps the only identifiable features on these hulks would be from the most recent additions to its frame. The newest ships and scraps which have become attached or embedded within the barge will be relatively intact, and so it may be possible to spot an engine or a docking bay which still adorns the outer structure. Similarly, some iconography or paintwork may still be seen on the outer borders, but in all likelihoods they will soon be eroded or ruined by the crashing of new ships which care not for the foolish banners and symbols of their old masters. Interestingly, because of how long a stray ship may drift through the void, you may be able to identify some incredibly ancient vessels as having succumbed to their fate within a space hulk. Archaic crafts, from long before the Dark Age of technology, will have been crushed together with forgotten Eldari designs, all of which may be buried beneath a thick layer of Orki scrap boats, concealing the lost treasures within their cores. There is truly no limit to the type of craft which one may find within a space hulk, and it is rumored that there are some which have drifted into the galaxy from the void of extragalactic space, containing a bounty of undiscovered designs and materials alien to mankind. Whilst individual hulls may be studied and even discerned from the rest of the hideous hulk, the same cannot be said for the interior. As more and more weight crashed into the growing ship, and as more void crafts and more vessels press inwards, whatever existed at the center of these strange amalgamations will be forced into becoming ever denser and more compact. As a result of this, entire rooms, chambers, and even ships themselves will be compressed downwards until they are solid blocks of contorted, gnarled metals. Whatever existed within them will have been forced into the very walls themselves, and there will simply be no chance of ever recovering that which existed in the deepest reaches. For the largest of these space hulks, their prodigious size can be so massive that they will actually contain their own gravity field, meaning that smaller chunks of space debris will be endlessly pulled towards them. With that being said, the entire space hulk will not be a solid mass, and the outer portions will still have retained much of their interior structure, although it will have certainly been deformed in a most sickening way. Corridors and walkways will have become tangled between ships, leading like a braided maze which stretches outwards across the entire vessel. Some of these will be interconnected, allowing one to traverse the various ships, whereas others will lead to dead ends, and due to the ever-shifting nature of these vessels, you can never be sure if the path you once took will still exist once it is time to leave. I say this because the structural integrity of a space hulk is extremely tenuous at best. The frames and cages of the various ships have not been welded together, and they are instead only tangled with one another due to their sheer weights, which has crushed everything inwards towards a solid core. Because of this, it is not unheard of for parts of a space hulk to suddenly judder and shift, almost in a similar way to an earthquake, resulting in paths breaking and reforming, isolating some areas, but revealing others in the process. It is also quite common for the ramshackle construct to simply fall apart, with entire ships suddenly drifting outwards, away from the main body. Because of this, it is never to be seen as safe to enter into a space hulk. For once you have delved into its interior, you can never be sure that you will be graced to see the light of your home again. If one was to depart on an expedition within the bowels of a space hulk, then they would surely struggle to navigate their way through the serpentine structure. As I have stated, the pathways which one may take are incredibly convoluted, with some twisting and tangling about themselves, creating what seemed to be endless loops leading to nowhere. Mapping this interior would be a fool's errand, and you could spend 100 lifetimes attempting to uncover the layout of but one ship, let alone the dozens which make up the entirety of a fused wreck. Furthermore, many of the ships which have crashed together will have lost all functionality to their life support or power systems. This means that much of the interior will be shrouded in utter darkness, and the capabilities of your equipment will be all that you have to rely on to find anything within its depths. Some areas, however, may have miraculously preserved their reactors, creating curious sectors where the great spotlights and beacons still shine out against the void. Some may be relieved to find working lights, but in actuality, the grim aura of a space hulk is so horrifying that even just uncovering a still functional lamp can be enough to send shivers down your spine. For who knows if there are still life forms who clamor about these lights like moths to a flame. It is unsurprising that the majority of the space hulk will be exposed to the raw emptiness of space, meaning that one would require a fully encapsulated spacesuit to even breathe within it. This also means that your expedition within the ship will have to be fairly short, since your air supply will be limited by the capacity of your suit. Whilst most of the ship will be without power, there will often be some select areas where the oxygen recycling machines still operate, and thanks to the enclosed nature of these vessels, it is not unheard of to encounter small regions with a breathable atmosphere. Do not be mistaken, however, for the levels of dust and debris in these ships is truly fearsome. And so a rebreather system will still be required to filter out the harmful particulates. Walking through the hallways, your suit will intermittently blare out warning signs of high radiation levels, often brought about from exposed power cores or damaged internal infrastructures. Similarly, some regions may be exceedingly hot or frozen to such a degree that you will be forced to withdraw lest you meet your fateful end in this forgotten tomb. A space hulk will be eerily silent, with one only hearing their own footsteps and anxious breathing as they traverse the mangled wreckage. Occasionally, the ships will shudder and groan out as the great hulk twists and relaxes in on itself, creating a horrific, reverberating wail of steels grinding against themselves. Though you should be prepared to experience a sinister quietness, do not think that you are destined to be alone here. Let it be known that many space hulks are infested with tyrannids, orcs, demons, or even from strange, abominable intelligences, and so you should always keep your ears pricked up to detect any unknown sounds. Because of the variety of ships which will have crashed together to form a space hulk, one may find a rather unique array of modules and bays which were specialized to their original crafts. For example, ancient power batteries used for charging Nova cannons could very well exist within the depths of the vessel. Similarly, it has been noted that explorers upon a space hulk once uncovered a vast array of cryogenically frozen aliens from a bygone age. Whilst the agents of the Ordo Biologis would have enjoyed studying their genetic makeup, the foul Xenos were immolated on the orders of the presiding Inquisitor. With all this in mind, it should be clear to you how valuable the contents of a space hulk can be. A team can never be sure if they will find a bounty of ancient weapons, the preserved relics of a saint, or even an entire STC database. Their curiosity will lead a team further and further into the ship's depths, but they must remember that their time is limited, and if they are not careful, they will become trapped within their new home. As I've stated, these ships will endlessly drift throughout the void of space, growing in size as they travel. However, an important point to note is that they are not entirely limited to the material realm. All Imperial craft will contain a warp drive, which allows them to traverse the immaterial hellscape of the warp, cutting the length of time spent on a voyage from years to days. Because of this, a space hulk will contain potentially dozens of warp drives, which can intermittently and sporadically activate, plunging the entire vessel into the warp, where it may remain for an indefinite amount of time. Whilst in the warp, demons will materialize within its hull, leaving foul marks of chaos and fiendish traps to be found by foolish explorers who won't expect that an uncovered book could possibly lead to an entire demonic incursion should it be opened. In any case, the ships will haphazardly appear out from the warp at a future date, in a random location throughout the galaxy, much to the confusion of any nearby planetary leaders, who will suddenly detect a truly vast and unknown craft as having materialized within their orbit. In addition to moving through space, we must remember that within the warp, time does not flow in a natural way. A hulk may only be gone for around a week within the warp, but in real space, decades or centuries may have passed, meaning that the bounties and relics within its depths will seem so much more rare and valuable to the treasure seekers of the galaxy. The chaotic swirling of the warp is less than gentle to even the most well-protected of Imperial Geller fields. However, for a space hulk, the tides of the Immaterium are nothing short of devastating. It is not unheard of for a hulk to be ejected from the warp as nothing but loose scrap, with its bulk having been torn to shreds by the maelstrom of unreality. But even if it is destroyed, the ruined fragments will simply drift out across the galaxy until they coalesce once more into a new, ever more malformed mass. Before we learn of how these great behemoths are formed, let us explore the fates of ghost ships which have been abandoned to the wanton currents of the stars. I will quickly mention that whilst similar, a space hulk is an entirely different beast than of a simple ghost ship. If the crew of a void craft has been killed, leaving the great engine to aimlessly sail through the cosmos, then it is indeed a treasure to be found and plundered. However, it cannot hold a candle to the sheer scale of a space hulk. For you see, the great floating hulks are what will come about from several of these abandoned ships crashing together, melding them into one abominable wreck with no order or thought given to their final configuration. Simple void crafts by themselves, once abandoned, may float for an eternity until they are ever encountered. It is not unheard of for ships to simply sail out from the corners of known space, where they will be set adrift into the horrors of the intergalactic abyss, almost certainly to never be seen again. Some may be destined to simply crash, however. They may run aground upon a distant world, spilling their marvelous internals across a pristine landscape, which will surely be picked clean by the vulturous claws of any scavenging sentience who uncover the great corpse. A ship may also be pulled into the gravity well of a star, and as it descends, it will be utterly incinerated, with its precious metals being burned away into naught but stray atoms to be cast out in a burst of stellar wind. Some of the more opportunistic of creatures within the galaxy will see a stray craft as a tantalizing treat to be explored. The green-skinned pirate bands of the orcs would gladly wrangle control of an empty barge, for it provides a rather interesting choice for them. Perhaps the pirate boss will choose to retrofit the ship with far superior orky technologies before adding it into his own fleet. Alternatively, he may simply order his legions of grots and snotlings to rip it apart and to recover any valuable scrap which can be traded on with the curious mechs of distant warbands. As a final choice, if a boss is feeling rather bored, Then he may simply press the big red button in his captain's chair, firing off an enormous salvo of heavy ordnance, which will blast the stray ship to scrap in a tremendous explosion, worthy of Gork and Mork themselves. Other species, such as the Eldari, will tend to ignore the crude clods of human ships, for there is nothing within them that could possibly interest the craft worlders. Corsairs, however, may choose to plunder them for valuables or for survivors, who can be sold on to an eager buyer within the dark markets of Comorar. With that being said, it is humanity which will be most enthusiastic and keen to recover one of their sacred ships. They will routinely send out great expeditions of explorers and stellar trackers to trace and locate any Imperial vessel which has been lost within the expanse of space. Their crews will be tasked with following any signals still emitted from the ghost vessel, and once found, it will fall to them to board and discern the events which led to the downfall of this ship. It could be that a Geller field failure led to a demonic incursion which slaughtered every crew member, leaving the interior as a gore-slicked and warped hellscape. Alternatively, strange stellar phenomena across the galaxy are known to act in truly pernicious ways, and it is not unheard of for crews to simply disappear, leaving not a trace that they ever truly existed. In any case, once they have secured the craft, it will be taken back to a naval shipyard, where it will be purified and restored to its old state of glory, once again being ready to serve humanity throughout the stars. All that I have described to you accounts for the most common fates of abandoned ghost ships. The majority of them will either be recovered by humans or aliens, or they will simply be destroyed, leaving a field of stray scrap to dance amidst the fading stars. However, there is another potential destiny that an errant craft can meet, and it would be to become something far greater and far more terrible than its original creators ever envisioned for it. Stray ships, as previously mentioned, will drift endlessly. But even with the truly gargantuan scale of the cosmos, multiple vessels can be pulled towards one another, and it is here that a space hulk will find its burgeoning foundations. The two vessels will crash into one another, their hulls splitting and breaking to fit the piercing bulk of the other. They will be aligned in the most egregious of ways, with engines or cockpits jutting out at opposite ends, creating what could only be seen as a revolting failure of aerospace engineering. A craft such as this could never be designed by a sane hand, and it would be impossible for one to ever launch itself from a world given its broken and ramshackle frame. Nevertheless, it was not from the mind of an engineer that brought these battered machinations into being. And it was instead the fickle flows of fate which aligned the vessels into their destined meeting. Now that the two crafts have fused into their new bastardized form, we can say that the space hulk has finally taken form. At this stage, with its increased size, it only becomes more likely for further ships to crash into its pulverized hull. As the long years drag on, and as centuries pass us, the space hulk will grow, with new crafts colliding into the malformed scaffold, adding their own bulk to the strange and ever-twisted anatomy of this architectural insult. Furthermore, it is not just the lost vessels of sentient species which may collide with the growing hulk. Chunks of stray scrap, sourced from the various starship graveyards and war zones of the galaxy, will similarly be drawn towards the swollen carcass, where they will crash and meld into the hull, further bolstering this ungodly cage of the abyss. Oftentimes, small rocks, asteroids, or comets will also strike the space hulk, If small enough, these wandering meteors will simply become embedded within the bulkhead of the ship, where they will jut out like a strange pimple amongst the ancient machinery. With that being said, however, some of these stray rocks will be more accurately defined as being small planetoids, in which case they may smash apart the hulk, severing the fused ships from one another in a haze of scrap. Once broken, the various components will naturally resume their lonesome voyage throughout the galaxy, with their destiny now being once again defined by the cosmic winds which pull them across the expanse. Now that we understand more about what a space hulk is and of how they are formed, let us investigate further into why the various species of the galaxy may wish to delve into one, and of what they might discover. As I have previously stated, the treasures of a space hulk truly know no bounds, and one's ambition to what they may find will only be limited by their oxygen supply. Mankind obviously has an incredibly keen interest in recovering anything possible from a space hulk, since it is simply impossible to recreate some of the lost ship designs without already having their components or materials. For example, any ship from the dark age of technology, be it a humble cruiser or a mighty flagship, is a sacred relic from that period. And even within the great databanks of the Mechanicus, we have no known records of how to construct these marvelous creations. As such, to locate a space hulk which contains the twisted remnants of one of these crafts will prompt a race to recover the entire behemoth, all to salvage whatever components can be recovered from its depths. The crushed amalgamation will be torn apart, with huge swathes of metal being sent off to the various forge worlds of the galaxy, all to keep the war machine of man churning away. Now, this process of deconstructing and cleaning up the wrecked components of a space hulk is no small task. It will take several decades, perhaps even centuries, for the Mechanicus agents to safely purify and locate the strong points of the hull, and they will never risk rushing the process, since to them, this relic is a true gift of their machine god, which he has so gracefully bestowed upon them. Aside from the ships themselves, there is also a significant bounty of smaller technology to be uncovered from their interior. Hitherto unknown weapons or artifacts from an antediluvian age will often be found in the deepest recesses. And should these prove to be decipherable, then their discovery could result in the development of new technologies to be used by the armies of man. It is not just weaponry which can be found within these hulks, as many an ecclesiarchal symbol will have been preserved over the long years. Ships of the Frateris Templars, vessels from missionaries, or even ships from the ancient period of the Emperor's own Great Crusade can end up locked within a space hulk, and it will be of no surprise that explorers often locate many sacred and holy artifacts from these days. For example, in one ship, the preserved skeletal remains of the entire Sistine Choir from Ophelia VII were recovered, having been lost after their ship disappeared into the warp at some point during the 36th millennia. Similarly, oftentimes the various chapters of the Space Marines will enact recovery expeditions to retrieve the fallen bodies of their battle brothers who died in combat aboard these vessels. A space hulk is a truly dangerous place, and so it is sometimes necessary to send in the angels of the Emperor to purge them of whatever foul creatures lurk within their depths. But this can be a most precarious mission. Many a marine has fallen victim to a prowling horror, with their ancient and sacred gene seed laying dormant within their corpse. And so a company captain may order his forces to board a space hulk, recover their brother, and to bring them home for their funeral rites. With this in mind, let us now explore some of these dangers which can be found within the depths of the abandoned ships. It is well known that in many of the space hulks which the Imperium has encountered throughout the galaxy, that they are utterly infested with swarms of horrifying gene stealers. These tyrannid bioforms will often spread their way across the expanse of space by infiltrating and hibernating within Imperial trading vessels, where they will simply wait until the ship makes planetfall before scurrying out to find a dark burrow to call home. As we have previously discussed, sometimes these ships can become lost and they will end up conjoined to a space hulk, at which point the gene stealers will awaken, consume the surviving crew, and then spread out across the rest of the hulk in search of prey. Whilst they will likely not find much in the way of food, they will still form small nests across the entire vessel before falling back into hibernation. Because of this, if an infested space hulk is located, then no part of it can be considered as safe to explore, since any corner could be the home to a slumbering gene stealer who will rabidly devour any foolish treasure hunter who thought to intrude their burrow. Since space hulks are so dense and so large, it is incredibly difficult to destroy one with even the heaviest of shipborne cannons, and so the only solution is to purge it from within. The only appropriate task force who could possibly withstand these inhospitable conditions and contend with an endless swarm of tyrannids would be the veteran terminators of the Adeptus Astartes. With their heavy suits of tactical dreadnought armor, they will teleport onto the space hulk before advancing to clear each and every room from its Xeno's presence. They will also lay down explosive charges within the deep nests, utterly expunging any alien remnants who thought they could somehow avoid the Emperor's angels. It becomes a high priority task for the Astartes to purge these infested ships, since it is thought that if the space hulk crashes upon a world, that the vast psychic ripple caused from the swarms of gene stealers awakening will be potent enough to signal for the hive mind to divert its tendrils towards that planet. Any possibility of a tyrannid invasion must be handled with extreme prejudice, and so even the faintest rumor of a space hulk containing gene stealers will prompt a swift response from the various chapters of the galaxy. It is not only the foul tyrannids who may lurk within their depths, as sometimes the pirate bands of the orcs will lay claim to a space hulk as their new flagship. There is nothing more tantalizing to a mech than the prospect of 20 great ships being crushed together into one fantastic engine of mechanical glory, and so they will try their darndest to steer the warband towards the drifting colossus. Once aboard, the mechs and their boys will be quick to organize a vast restorative project, where they will recover and repair any engines or thrusters they can find before hooking it up to a sparking and barely functional reactor grid, which has somehow been retrofitted in such a way that it can power the entire abominable hulk. Once repaired, whoever stands at the head of the great warband will take control of the entire ship complex, and they will steer it through the stars with an immense sense of pride, much to the envy of the other boys. As they move from world to world, more orcs will be drawn to their cause, seeing the space hulk as being a symbol of their might, and so they will gladly throw in their sluggers to this tremendous war boss. Once his colossal ship is simply brimming with boys, then the war may begin, and he will carve a great green path of war through the stars, forever cementing himself as one of the greatest war bosses to ever live. In a similar vein, the traitor forces of the Chaos Space Marines will often claim space hulks as their own, since this single craft is comparable to an entire fleet of smaller vessels, making it far easier for them to spread their eternal war through the stars. After claiming the hulking beast, The sorcerers and warp smiths will be quick to decipher the warp drives, and they will be corrupted by the touch of chaos in such a way that the lords can effectively direct and control the huge behemoth, almost as with as much skill as a trained navigator. At this point, the warband can effortlessly travel across the galaxy, appearing anywhere they desire, where they will utterly ravage their foolish enemies, who could never have been prepared for an entire space hulk to tear its way out of the warp itself. Some of the components of these ships, after being tainted by the sorcerers, will exist as ever-gaping portals to the Immaterium, allowing a constant flow of demons to spill out from their depths. Because of this, it has been recorded that one chaotic space hulk was piloted to simply crash into an imperial hive world, and from the ruins came an endless tide of the Neverborn, who proceeded to slaughter the entire populace in the name of the dark gods. For this act of wanton destruction, the Chaos Lord who oversaw the plan was ascended to demonhood, for the sacrifice of 50 billion souls was surely found to be as an adequate offering to the gods. This shall bring an end to our sermon. There are hundreds of space hulks which have been discovered and encountered throughout the galaxy, but quite sadly, we have dozens of tales of entire systems falling to ruin after they were visited by a floating barge. Though the Imperium sees these great vessels as being bountiful sources of treasures, in actuality, more often than not, they seem to spell naught but death and doom to those who encounter them. Other ships seem to endlessly drift through the void, ominously patrolling the stars, and all we can do is watch their silent voyage, for the dangers of delving into their depths are simply too great to overcome. We will never know of the secrets to be found in the hearts of these twisted and tangled ships, but perhaps that is to be to humanity's own benefit. We must remember that many of these ships have traveled through the hellscape of the warp or have been infested with foul xenos, and so they should be seen as nothing but the tainted coffins that they are. With that being said, we shall soon return to learn of some of the more notable space hulks which the Imperium has been forced to handle. But for now, I shall bid you all a pleasant farewell.